Podcast Network Asia.
I see the door, and when that door isn't opening, I knock. I knock real hard until that door opens for me, and if it's not going to open, we go to the next door.
Welcome back to the second part of this episode. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Dimples in the first part, where we've established, you know, keeping our faith, finding our purpose, and trusting the process that everything would fall into the right place. But we've also talked about our comfort zone, or stepping out of our comfort zone. In our comfort zone, there's a sense of familiarity, security, and certainty. But when we step outside of it, we're taking that risk, and we're opening ourselves up to the possibility of stress and anxiety. We're not quite sure what will happen next and how we'll react. And that's just really how it goes, right? But it's just easy to say, bahala na, let's take that risk. Pero hindi lang naman tayo yung maapektuhan nun. Maraming ibang tao maapektuhan sa mga desisyon na gagawin natin. And that's what we're ready to talk about on this second part. Taking responsible risks, not just any risk. Because we need to think way above beyond ourselves, because we're not the only ones affected by our decision. Other people would get affected by our decisions and by the consequences of the risk that we take. We ended the episode where Dimples was talking about not just us taking risks, but when people take risks on us too, we need to make sure that we make it worth their while. And now we're ready to go back to the episode and talk more about taking risks. Yeah, I agree. Because we could always say, you know, the key to succeed is learning how to fail, or all these things that parang you really need to fail to learn. But we need to, like, fail, if there's even a term, fail responsibly, or just be, you know, like what I said, taking calculated risks, being able to assess if you do have that, you know, that luxury or that choice to take those risks, because at this time, we do have limited resources, diba? Yeah. We can say many of life's greatest achievements require, you know, going outside of our comfort zone, whether it means, you know, overcoming a shyness to perform on stage, or let's say investing money nga, diba? To help a business grow, or putting yourself out there. You know, just to share whatever experience that you have through a podcast, or, you know, most of those rewarding experiences comes from moving out of your comfort zone and taking risks, because you wouldn't know unless you tried. But the thing is, if you know that you don't have that luxury to take those risks, at alam mong delikado talaga to do it right now, you have to be honest also with yourself that you are affecting a whole other people, not just yourself, with that decision that you're going to make.
Yeah, because I think it's very important to not be cocky about, you know, or because we have a tendency of wanting to show other people that we are fine. No.
Yes.
Diba? And when you say that, not that there's anything wrong with it, but at the end of the day, when you lose all that, you have a tendency of losing yourself as well. So where does that take you? No? Where does that leave you? So ako, it's always very important that before you take the risks and before you go out of your comfort zones, always remember that your virtues and your moral values are intact.
Correct.
No? Kasi much as we want to encourage everybody, yeah, take the risk, you know, at this point, you have nothing to lose. That's wrong.
Correct.
You have everything to lose. Every time you take the risk, always think of the things that you are bound to lose.
Correct.
No? And I speak from experience only because doon nang gagaling yun eh. Like, di ba, they always say, kasi mas madali pag humingi ka ng advice sa mga taong hindi naman sila ang mawawalan.
Correct. Oo, totoo yan.
Diba, bakit ko naman pakikinggan itong taong ito na hindi naman siya ang mawawalan? O madaling sabihin talaga na, take the risk, o kunin mo na yan, ang ganda talaga niya, ganito, ganyan. Pero hindi eh. Hindi, Mish. You have to listen to the people who will be affected if you were to lose something with that risk that you're gonna take. Because if you listen to the advice of people who are not bound to lose with anything, no? And in fact, you have to not ask advice from people who have everything to gain when you risk something.
Correct.
No? You have to be very mindful of who you listen to. Yan yung natutunan namin just recently nitong asawa ko na, you know, let's just go back here. Kasi minsan, when you're out there, you know, trying to pursue your dreams and trying to take all these risks, it gets really, really fancy. Like, oh my God, yes. Oh yes, ganito, I'm doing this and that.
Yes.
But then you immediately lose sight of why you started in the first place. So now my husband and I find ourselves speaking to those of our friends who were with us when we had nothing.
Correct.
Because that's the purest form of our personality you will get. It was when we had nothing and we started from scratch. I mean, everything we post online right now, Mish, came from 2 decades of hard work. This is clean, honest money that came from ako, at least for me, having to receive like 1,000 slaps in all those teleseries, having not to sleep many hours of the day, being away from my family. And this is the same, I know, of a lot of OFWs out there wanting to invest their money, but at the same time, they keep thinking every peso of that money I'm going to take a risk on is something that I worked hard for. And, you know, kaya lagi kong sinasabi, if you were to take the risk, ask advice from those people na maaapektuhan pag may nawala when you do that risk.
Correct.
Because you should not listen to those people who first have nothing to lose when you take a risk.
Yes.
And pangalawa, have everything to gain when you take that risk. So it really boils down to listening to your family. No, right. Or sometimes not just family, but yourself. Listen to your inner voice. Like when you look in the mirror, ako kasi ang goal naming mag-asawa, ma-achieve natin lahat ng gusto nating ma-achieve. Tapos pag tinignan mo yung sarili mo sa salamin, you still actually like yourself? Like Mish, I mean, you can't lie to yourself. You're looking at yourself, and if you can't recognize yourself anymore because of the choices you've been making, then there has to be a little bit of that problem there. Because
exactly, yeah.
May dahilan kung bakit may konsensya tayo eh. Diba? It's because it's telling you it is wrong, and yet if you keep doing it, it becomes right to you, and that becomes your truth, and that's a bigger problem all in itself because this time you are already motivated by, you know, whatever motives is going on in your head that is not beneficial for many. Kasi there's a healthy way naman eh, of achieving your dreams and at the same time, you know, being mindful of other people's dreams as well. Right. It, you know, the dream weaving is a community work eh. Hindi siya parang, I have dreams, I'll pursue it, di kita kailangan. No. Hindi eh. Lahat ng gagawin natin may epekto sa ibang tao.
Correct, yeah.
So, in the same manner that we want other people to be mindful of the hardships and the struggles and the time away from family, lahat ng pinagdaanan natin, lahat ng nilunok natin na pride, lahat ng nilunok natin. Kasi may mga bagay tayong gagawin natin kahit natakot tayo, kahit na may pride tayo, hindi ko naman ito ginagawa dati. Pero sige, gawin ko na, diba? Like, alam mo, ang dami kong mga kaibigan. Like, for example, they go out of the country. The things that they weren't, you know, ready to do here, they were doing there. And you know what? They've embraced it. Ah, okay, dati hindi ako mag-retail. Retail ako ngayon. At proud ako kasi this is clean money. This is a money that I earned, you know, every peso of. And at the end of the day, again, the lesson I think is really magkaroon tayo ng malasakit sa struggles ng ibang tao. Huwag tayong masyadong mag-focus sa dreams lang natin as if yun lang ang nagmamatter sa mundong to. Because at the end of the day, Mish, our life is only represented by that very tiny dash in between our birthday and our death. Imagine, that tiny dash is the representation of our life. Now, it is up to us to have all those people we have affected change along the way in our lives to speak about our goodness, our story. What kind of story would you like to hear for other people to speak of yours, diba?
Correct.
Parang ganun.
Totoo. And I completely agree with that. And napaka, ako personally, like, I'm listening to you talk, and ang dami kong napupulot na aral, ang dami kong, parang, it makes me rethink a lot of things also. And I hope the listeners are also feeling the same thing with our conversation today. Kasi, totoo, that's, you know, taking risks is much more than that. We could keep telling people to do that. We could keep telling people to step out of their comfort zone. But there are definitely a lot of other things that we need to factor in.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Siguro, just a takeaway for this entire episode. If there's anything I want the listeners to take away, it would be, you know, you can take risks, but you need to take responsible risks. Yun lang talaga for me that they need to take away in this episode.
Yeah, and ako, siguro, Mish, I mean, I think we've already had it with social media somehow dictating us how we should lead our lives. Like, sometimes you look at your feed and you think because, you know, you follow all these amazing, you know, dreamers, and they're able to achieve that. And you are left with thinking, why am I not having the same opportunities? Diba? When you, and then you keep thinking, kasi dalawa lang yan eh. Either ma-inspire ka, and you want to work hard for your goals, or you're left with thinking, bakit ganun? Diba? Parang, diba? Kasi totoo yun, nangyayari yun. Ha? Pero, I think most importantly, katulad sa amin, pamilya ko, dati I'm very, very cautious about sharing too much about my family because again, ako lang naman ang nasa entertainment industry. Wala naman, hindi naman
correct.
Sila artista.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Hindi sila artista. They're not out there. They're correct. Just private individuals.
Correct.
Why did we decide to go out there and talk about our family? It's because we have been receiving, my gosh, not just from friends, but a lot of people we don't know on my page, on Boyet's page, on Callie's page. They've been asking, like, can you make a page for Alonzo? And I can't because he's so young. Siguro personally, parang I don't want him to have to deal with that. I don't want Alonzo to think that his individuality should be dictated by the number of likes or the number of people following him. I don't want him to have that notion. Si Kali kasi, she has a business. She's also a teenager. So, okay lang yun.
Yeah.
Kumbaga, at saka, very mindful pa nga yan. Yung kumbaga, pag tinignan mo yung feed niya, hindi pa nga parang, ako nga, uy, Kali, post more naman of yourself. And sasabihin niya, why? Alam mo yung parang sinasabi ni Kali na, why? Why would I want to post more about myself? But siya yun. So, so kami, parang we respect each other's individuality the same way we respect our family as a family. But at the end of the day, the reason why Boyet and I sort of made that decision to, you know what, sige, let's talk about our family more out there is because we have been receiving a lot of messages asking us, what do you think we should do with this investment? Do you think this is a good investment? What do you think we should do at this point in time? How do we parent a child who is an introvert like Kali or who is an extrovert like Alonzo?
Yeah.
Or how do we give back to people who have been serving us for many years, like your Ate V? So they always relate to the things that are happening in our home. And we, Boyet and I, are left thinking na, baka makatulong to if we get our story out. And if you follow us, you will know that we have no qualms sharing about our struggles in the past. And even until now, because out of all the many things in terms of taking risks and comfort zones, what I would encourage other people is to avoid toxic positivity.
Yes. Yeah.
Kasi, pag tinignan mo tapos lahat happy, tapos ikaw hindi happy, mapapaisip ka. And tuloy, imbis na wala namang kulang sa'yo, wala namang kulang sa buhay mo.
Parang biglang may kulang, no?
Di ba, nako-compare mo. And kung ikaw yung klase ng tao na ganun, hindi mo yung kasalanan kasi ganun ka eh. Hindi mo, kumbaga parang, It's hard to say kasi na hindi, baguhin ko yun, tanggalin ko. Hindi eh. If you are made that way, you have to adapt. And there is a way naman of doing that. It's just that hindi nakakatulong if you look at your feed and all you see are just happy things when in fact we are in the pandemic, di ba? So kami, we try to keep the balance that even when we post about the things that, you know, somehow we are achieving at this point, we always say that this was a product, not of this time alone. It was accumulated, you know,
correct.
2 decades. Kasi 18 years na kaming kasal ng asawa ko, Mish. Eh. Mm-hmm. And this is the only time that we get to really show na, oh, if you work hard enough and you trust the people who will take care of yourself, your money, your family, you will be in a good path. But in the same way, you are bound to make mistakes. Share about that. You know, like, why won't we share about our struggles? Is it because we're afraid of judgment? But we're already judging people as it is.
Yeah.
Diba? Why can't we help each other go through that struggle? And that is why it's so, you know, for me, it's so admirable when somebody that I, you know, I actually have a peg for when it comes to, for example, business or family, when they share about their struggles, because that's when I realize, oy, tao din pala sila. Kasi sa social media, makikita mo parang grabe. Parang ano, di ba bakit na-invento yung, di ba na-invento yung ano, tawag dito term na, ano yon, sana all. Hindi ba kasi yan, di ba, bakit na-invento yon? It's because pag tinitignan mo, parang, di ba meron yung term na, pareho yan eh, yung odi ikaw na at saka yung sana all. Di ba? Bakit? It's because we're humorous as a society. We like to, alam mo yun, parang we lighten things up even if we feel so heavy already. And that's a good thing for us Filipinos. But at the same time, merong isang, may ibang facet yon na meron ka ng pinagdadaanan, hindi mo pa ina-acknowledge. So, ang nangyayari, nagpapatong-patong, Mish. And what is that left for you? Anxiety, mm-hmm. di ba? And frustrations because naghahanap ka na ng mga bagay na nakikita mo sa ibang tao when in fact, you're only seeing one piece of their pie.
Correct.
You're not seeing their struggles. You're not seeing how they are at home. You're not seeing all those things. Pero ikaw, ang nakikita mo, buo sa'yo.
Yes.
So again, I would encourage your listeners to, you know, focus on the good. But when you're focusing on the good, focus on your own good first.
Yes.
No? Kasi the moment you take your energy and time to look at everything that is so cool and so beautiful and so everything happy on social media, it's gonna make you feel like there is something missing in you that isn't really missing.
Yes.
No. So I hope that when you count your blessings, you count yourself twice, because you're living your life, you're breathing, and at the same time, you're able to think about the many amazing things and amazing blessings that are coming in your life. Because unless you tell the Lord, Lord, I am ready for that blessing is just right there on that corner. It's not gonna come reach you, because at the end of the day, we are given free will. There is a reason. Kaya alam mo, sabi ko sa'yo, Mish, with the risks that I'm taking right now, I see the door, and when that door isn't opening, I knock. I knock real hard until that door opens for me, and I'm gonna say, you know, Lord, I knocked on that door, and if it's not going to open, we go to the next door. Because sometimes we have a tendency of waiting for the door to open, and my God, that doesn't happen even in real life. Like, if I wait for that particular door to open right in front of me, it's not gonna open unless somebody can open it. So what do you do when a door of opportunity isn't opening up? You knock. There is no rule to those doors. So at the end of the day, ipantay lang ninyo ang pakiramdam ninyo sa mga bagay na alam ninyong deserve ninyo. Even when you are salat with other things, and I don't know if you know that term, pero kung pakiramdam ninyo, hindi kasing dami ng opportunities ninyo yung meron sa iba, all the more will you have to be very, very cautious. No, all the more will you have to take risks and take risk responsibly, as you said, no, Mish. And always remember, no, that when you take those risks, never ever ask advice from those who are bound to gain from your failure and those who are not to gain or lose anything from that failure. So listen to yourself because you have the most to lose. So, yun lang naman. May mga nasabi ba ako sa iyong maganda, Mish?
Ang dami, hindi isip din. Ang dami talaga. Like, niisip ko na nga, grabe, sobrang pack na tong episode na to. Isisplit ko ba siya into two? Sobrang ganda talaga eh.
Parang, it was, alam mo, it was, Mish, really good. Nagdasal ako kanina, sabi ko, Lord, sana naman ang aga kasi baka mamaya wala akong masabi. Kaya lang kasi, Mish, I always tell the Lord that when, and Mish, we really, my husband and I, we really reach rock bottom. Like, we really, and I had plenty of great friends who were just right beside me. And I remember very specifically, she would say, this friend of mine, pag nakikita niya nahihirapan na kami ni Boy at magbayad ng mga utang, mm-hmm, ang sasabihin ng kaibigan ko, alam mo, nandito lang ako ah. Ganyan. Mm-hmm. Tapos sasabihin ko sa kanya, oh, hindi maganda. Diyan ka lang, sabi ko sa kanya. Pero kasi ako naniniwala ako na parang pag kaya mo pa, you know, as much as possible, yes. I don't want to burden even my friends, even the closest one to me with my own, you know, doings. I want to be able to stand up and, you know, have my chin up and say, Boyet and I started from scratch. We would make mistakes. We would make missteps. But at the end of the day, we stayed true to who we are. And if you ever have to compromise your principles and your virtues for your dreams, believe me, it will leave you hanging and thinking, why the hell did I do that? Because your own inner peace is worth 1,000, 4,000, 5,000, a million more than that money you're gonna gain off of a risk that you're about to take. Always choose yourself. Choose your inner peace. If that risk will fail or win, ang dapat maiisip nyo is that you retain the kind of personality when you had nothing and you were such a big dreamer because hindi nababayaran ang peace of mind.
Correct.
Diba? So, yun lang naman.
Correct. I like that you share about, you know, your family. And I know you're doing something new right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe, you know, the listeners would also want to hear more about it, you know, what it's about and, you know, what you have plans for family, right?
So basically, we made a new Facebook page only because I have grown tired of people referring to my family as family ni Dimples Romana. I feel like it's so self-serving. I know artista ako, pero hindi ako komportable na si Boyet, si Alonso, at si Kali ay tinatawag na pamilya ni Dimples Romana because they have names and they are actually amazing individuals all on their own. They don't need me to be associated to them for them to be awesome. Yes. And because my family and I, most especially Boyet and I as parents, we encourage growing as individuals even more, like as a family, we have decided to create a Facebook page that was only dedicated to all the updates. And, you know, it's really just going to house the updates and the schedules of all our existing social media accounts. So there's no content there, only baka BTS siguro, mga behind the scenes or mga updates. But really, it's just gonna tell you that, okay, so Dimples has a new vlog, or Alonso is coming out with a new thing, or TikTok, or si Boyet will have Papa Boyet on his YouTube, or Callie will have on her Instagram, you know, things like that. And only because, again, we want to be able to share to all the Filipino families out there that often we grow as families better and more meaningful if we empower each other as individuals first.
Correct. Yeah.
Kasi mahirap lahatin ang pamilya pag hindi kayo pare-pareho eh. Doon nanggagaling kasi yung conflict na, di ba, you always say, kunwari, mom or dad or ate or kuya, don't expect me to be like you. It's like an often thing you heard,
yes,
you would hear in families. Like, what? Kasi ako sa akin na frustrate kasi feeling mo ako ikaw. Di ba? Yung mga ganun. So, iniiwasan namin yon in the sense that we feel like mas mapapabilis ang pag-grow at pag-unlad ng pamilya at matutulungan natin ang isa't isa if we acknowledge that we all have different gifts. And okay, those gifts will be able to complement each other only if we acknowledge them. Correct. Pero if we dictate what our children or our parents or our siblings should be feeling, should be doing, should be, you know, pursuing, then that's us on them. It's not them already. So the family hopes to, family yun eh, F-A-H-M-E-E-L-Y, only because ang last name talaga ng asawa ko ay Amy. A-H-M-E-E. Yun talaga ang last name ni Boyet. So, we call it the family because that's actually our thread on Facebook. Like, parang ano namin, yung parang group thread namin, the family, sabi ko nga, ay, yun na lang pala kasi at least they know that it is a family. And at the same time, it's distinct to us, no? Kami kasi correct talaga. So, through the family project, we want to empower other people na pwedeng maging simple ang buhay natin. Pwede tayong mangarap, pwede tayong mag-take ng risks. Coming back to the idea that everything, and this one I will quote my daughter, it is part of one of her many letters to me. Again, I was mentioning to you, Callie is not much of a speaker, but more of a writer, no? And introvert kasi siya. So, ang sabi niya, Mommy, wherever we may go, however high we may reach, always remember that even if I become a pilot in Australia, or you'll be the most famous actress, or Dad will be a great businessman, and Alonso will be somebody he wants to be, always remember that everything is because of and will always lead to home. Siyempre, proud ako. Siyempre, proud ako kasi baby ko yun eh. Kumbaga, parang sa mga anak ko na lang talaga kami, kumbaga, our children will be the reflection of us eh. They are our true legacy. So I want to make sure that my children understand the value of empowering other people through the gifts that we have.
I have one final question because sure, that I always ask my guests. So, Dimples, what is a common misconception about you?
I guess parang, alam mo, when I saw that question, I had to rethink many times. Because ang dami nun dahil artista ako eh, di ba, Mish? So kami yung pinaka maraming misconceptions about us. Pero siguro gusto kong bumalik dun sa misconception about me as a person. Kasi yun naman yung kausap mo the whole time.
Yes.
So kahit pa, while I appreciate the very lavish introduction that you have prepared, I would always go back to me as a person and because you were talking to Diane and not really Dimples as the artista per se, I would say that one of the biggest misconceptions about me is that I've always had it easy. That when I post something about our investments or I post something about a dream that came through for my husband and I and for our family, and because I post about, you know, how cute the family is, and really yes, ngayon ko lang na-experience kasi remember I've been working eh, non-stop naman din ako nagtrabaho, ngayon correct ko lang talaga fully na-experience yung pamilya ko. I would tell you, Mish, that I think akala ng mga tao ang bilis-bilis kong nakukuha ang mga bagay na ito.
Correct.
But everything that we post online and everything that we have right now, Boyet and I, were products of a lot of tears, even up to today. A lot of taking away, a lot of missteps, a lot of taking risks and failing fast and failing slowly, and a lot of praying na, Lord, please, ano bang nangyayari? Bakit po pa ganito? Ano bang? A lot of forgiveness and a lot of healing, a lot of humility to acknowledge that I made a mistake there. I may have, you know, rushed the process, and or I may have taken too much that I can't handle it, and my plate's too full. I can't, you know, I can't finish the food, or you know, it is a product of so many different darkness and different cracks and different prayers, and I hope that your listeners will know that you know, achieving your dreams and taking risks entail heartbreaks and frustrations. But at the end of the day, know that in all our crosses to bear, we're not carrying it alone.
Ayun. So, Frank, thank you again for being part of this podcast. Super packed talaga. I'm just in awe. I'm not joking. Like, I'm really in awe with everything that you've shared this morning. Parang gising na gising ako, and now I'm very, you know, excited and very much inspired with what you said.
Me too, Mish. I hope you know that I look forward not only to this podcast, but anytime you can message me for anything. It doesn't have to be anything important. Even my friends know that they can always message me for anything. And I, at the end of the day, we forget that without all these, Mish is like this, Dimples is like this, all these positions, status, all these likes, numbers of followers, we are all human beings created in the same manner. And we are all equal. So whatever you feel like you want to message me about, Mish, you can always do that. And I will try my best to answer you. In the way that you were expecting. Pero pwede ka rin namang mag-buzzer and say, okay, Dim, stop na ha. Tomorrow na tayo ulit mag-usap. Okay lang. I mean, I don't get easily offended. I'm not a picon person. So when my friends tell me, okay, Dims, limit na 500 words per minute. Okay, finished. So, yon. Thank you so much for
having
me.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That's it for today's episode of Mishconceptions. If you enjoyed it, please share this online and with your friends. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Misconceptions Podcast, and do follow us on Instagram at Mishconceptions. See you in the next!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.